Thank you. Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners. Thank you for the opportunity to speak to you today. I'm David Holden. I'm a principal with Ingram. I'll tell you a little bit about our organization and then talk to you about our proposal for the Willows. We've been doing this for 30 years. I've been with the company for 26 years. We've probably done over 100 developments like this. Our portfolio includes affordable housing, low-income housing, luxury housing, and senior housing. We work in Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey. Our company includes a development arm, a construction arm, and a management company. We've built over $100 million worth of developments, and we manage about 8,000 units in the four states I mentioned. In Delaware, we've worked in all three counties, in Newark, Wilmington, Dover, Milford, and our nearest development to the Willows is in Millsboro. It's called Foster Commons, and that opened last year. It includes 60 units and similar to what we're proposing here. Our proposal for the Willows is two phases, that's driven by the funding that's available to build affordable housing. It's a program that's administered by the Delaware State Housing Authority, and it's a statewide competitive program. And basically the way the funding's allocated, we're not able to build the entire project in one shot, so we've broken it into the two phases. The Willows would include a mix of 1, 2, and 3-bedroom units, approximately 700 square feet for the ones, 850 for the twos, and I think 1,000 for the threes in the three-story buildings that have been mentioned. The income levels are households earning between $34,000 and $68,000 annually. That's driven by the Sussex County median incomes. The rents will range between $700 and $1,200 a month, not including utilities. At the Willows, we'll have full-time staff. We'll have the amenities that include a community room or clubhouse that'll have a kitchenette and active program. We'll have staff that'll coordinate programming for the residents once the residents kind of gel and we decide what the priorities are, whether they're, you know, parties, wellness, education, recreation. We'll have full-time maintenance on site and playground, bike racks, and the resiliency center that was mentioned. This is something that's become kind of a priority in the last few years as we've had these episodes where we've lost power or had flooding, and the resiliency center would be available beyond the residents of the Willows. If you don't have power, you don't have access to water. And so it's actually kind of a great feature. The units will all have washer dryers. They'll be designed to Energy Star standards. They'll all have outdoor space, whether it's a porch or a patio. And the ground floor units will all be handicap accessible. As far as, you know, the demand here, I mentioned our project in Millsboro that opened a year ago. I talked to the management staff there, and we currently have 659 families on the waiting list for those units in Millsboro. That property is called Foster Commons. It's on Old Landing Road, if you are curious. We also have, in addition to the memo from our property manager staff, we have a letter from Sussex County Community Development and Housing identifying the need for affordable housing, as well as the Neighborhood Good Partners, which is based in Dover. It's a statewide organization that finances and advocates for affordable housing throughout the state of Delaware. I know I covered a lot kind of quickly, so I'm happy to answer any questions you might have about the Willows.
Okay, we'll hold those till your presentation is concluded, and then we'll check with the
All right. Thank you.
Commission. Okay, thank you.
And at this moment, I'm going to hand those letters that Mr. Holden just referenced, the first being a memo from within Ingram to Mr. Holden for purposes of today, explaining the number of applicants waiting on the waiting list at Foster Commons, and then the other two being the letters that he referenced from Ms. Nauman and then from the Neighborhood Good Partners.